Part 4, wrapping up. I will conclude our tour with 9 projects that involve many different senses working together. I'm turning away from the tactile library and moving leftward along another curving woven wall. I arrive at an exhibit called Scent Fountain, 1401. In front of me is a pedestal with a ridged, textured top. I run my fingers lightly across the ridged surface. On the left side of the pedestal, the ridges feel curvy and smooth. On the right side, the ridges become sharp and jagged. Scented air flows through tiny holes in the ridged surface. I bend down to smell. The scent on the soft, curvy side is called Volatile Marilyn. This fresh, clean scent is inspired by Marilyn Monroe and her billowing white dress. The scent on the jagged side is called Fear, inspired by an underground torture chamber in London. It smells dark, cold, and sharp. I turn around to leave the scent fountain. Across the gallery, I hear a woman's voice coming from the Sensory Theater, 1500. The theater is an open space, roughly 20 feet square. A large video projection fills the back wall. The woman's voice provides audio description for a series of short animations and films that interpret different sensations visually and with sound. In the center of the theater are 2 low benches. I sit down on the bench to the right. A handset is installed to the right of this bench, allowing me to hear the audio description more clearly. After listening to some videos, I stand up, walk around the bench, and return to the central gallery. The woman's voice is behind me. I turn to my left. After about 10 feet, I encounter a pedestal against the left wall of the gallery. On the pedestal is Ostrich Pillow 0204. This pillow is designed to be pulled over a person's head like a mask for napping. The pillow is attached to a mannequin head. I touch and pinch the pillow. It is filled with tiny beads which have a crunchy sound and feel. The piece covers the face of the mannequin with an opening where the mouth and nose would be. The eyes are covered. At the top are 2 openings big enough to put your hands inside. The pillow is designed to shut out sound and light, creating a comfortable, portable way to nap while putting your head down on a desk or table and tucking your hands inside. I continue moving leftward, walking through the central gallery. I can hear the urban sounds of portal soundscapes on my right. After about 20 feet, I turn right into another side gallery. Directly in front of me is a large table surrounded by a curving woven wall. On the right side of the table sit 5 glass domes. These pieces are called emerging objects, 1201. Inside each dome is a dish, bowl, or pot. These vessels have been 3D printed out of different kinds of food: sugar, grape skins, curry powder, coffee, and tea. On top of each glass dome is a small round opening for smelling the products inside. I bend down and smell the different objects. Lined up along the other side of this table are 5 objects whose texture resembles a knitted sweater. These are called loopy tiles, 1202. Each one is shaped like a barrel vault or a Quonset hut, rounded on the top and flat at the bottom. They are 3D printed out of different materials, such as ceramic or plastic. The knitted texture is the same, but the material is different, so each one feels different when I touch it. As I move from right to left along the table, the first 2 materials are smooth and shiny. The third one is rough. The last 2 materials are made from soft plastic. As I turn around to leave this area, the curving woven wall is on my right. Now I'm entering a larger, more open space, roughly 20 by 20 feet. This space is near the exit of the exhibition. There are 3 walls here with exhibits attached to them and a group of chairs on a carpet in the middle. On the wall to my left are three large panels extending from floor to ceiling. The panels are covered with wallpaper made from real rose petals. Come close and smell the roses. This material, called organoid 1203, has a deep pink color and a rough, grainy texture. In the middle of the room are five plastic chairs in different colors. These are the Tipton chairs, 0606. I sit down in a yellow chair. It has an angled base, kind of like a rocking chair, that lets it tilt forward or backward. The chair is designed to help students feel more active at school. A student can lean forward when working and lean back when listening to the teacher. I stand up and continue past the chairs. I find a long countertop running along the gallery wall that is opposite the rose petal wallpaper. I will conclude this descriptive tour with two projects displayed here. The first project uses a video and two tactile graphics to explain a system of textured sidewalks called Tactile City 1303. This proposal was created by students and faculty at the Cooper Union here in New York City. While tactile walkways have been used in other countries, including Japan, this proposal uses unique textures to point out features along the street, such as a trash can, signage, and entrances to buildings. The walkway also guides people through temporary construction barriers, which are a common nuisance in New York. To the right is the last project in this tour. Shown here are elements from the architectural design process for the Lighthouse for the Blind and Visually Impaired in San Francisco, 1304. The lighthouse interior was designed by Chris Downey, an architect who is blind, with Mark Cavagnero Architects and Arup, an engineering firm. The first part of this display is a video explaining how Chris Downey worked with a sound engineer to plan how the lighthouse interiors would sound. The video helps us understand architecture as audible form. Use the handset to listen to the video. To the right of the video are two tactile floor plans with raised lines and a braille key. These floor plans are similar to those used by sighted and non-sighted architects to share their design process. Moving to the right, the countertop ends and a wall begins. Mounted to the wall are four prototypes for hand railings designed for the main staircase inside the lighthouse. I grip each railing with my hand. Moving from left to right, I compare three prototypes and the final design. Each one has a different shape and feel. Mounted on the floor in front of the railing prototypes is a low pedestal, about 6 inches tall and 10 inches deep. Four prototypes for stair treads are mounted to this low pedestal. I use a mobility cane to explore the feel of the different stair treads. The cane is attached to the wall to the right of the display. Chris Downey helped develop these different stair treads, seeking one that would feel right with the cane, providing appropriate audio and tactile feedback. To leave the exhibition, I follow back along the countertop. At the end of the countertop, I turn left towards the exit. A wall is on my right with a door to a staff room and a staff elevator. I continue to the end of this wall and turn right. Here is the public elevator. Restrooms are on the ground floor, and the museum cafe, shop, and exit are on the first floor. I hope you've enjoyed this tour. There's so much more to explore in The Senses, Design Beyond Vision. You can learn about every project in this exhibition by using our iOS app, our web-based exhibition site, and our free ebook. Download these resources at cooperhewitt.org/channel/senses.